For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be Doug Valentine.
I'm the author of 4 books, including my latest, The Strength of the Wolf, The Secret History of America's War on Drugs.
I'm thoroughly intrigued and just thrilled with this book. It's nonfiction. It's a look back at the history. Tell us a bit more about the book.
Well, the book is basically about the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, which existed from 1930 until 1968 within the Treasury Department. It never had more than 300 agents at any one time, and out of those 300, maybe 10%, 30 guys at any one time were the case-making agents, the leaders of the wolf pack, the guys who broke all the rules in order to get the job done. And those are the people that I focused on in this book, the outstanding agents of a very small group.
Now, by outstanding, I want to take a little umbrage with that. I think they were perhaps very successful, but they broke many of the rules and rules of law by which we would normally want to live. Am I right?
Absolutely, and that was part of the nature of their job. Drug law enforcement is unique. Out of all the types of law enforcement that there are, this is the only one in which agents actually create a crime. They actually go undercover into the underworld, become part of the criminal underworld in order to set up drug deals between people so that they can then arrest them. And in the process, these agents who go into the underworld, they learn to lie, steal, cheat, because they have to act like criminals. And then, at the end of the day, they can't just hang up this kind of morality that they've adopted. They can't hang it up like they hang up their coat. They actually bring this back into the bureaucracy, and they start to use these skills that they've learned in the underworld in their dealings with each other bureaucratically and in their dealings with other organizations. So what you have is a recipe for disaster.
Author Doug Valentine will be joining us live via phone on this week's Cultural Baggage, and I want to point out that Doug is one of the few guests with which I've had a discussion about the fact that the War of Terror is nothing more than the war on drugs with afterburners. We'll be talking about that aspect as well. So, have you made your New Year's resolution, and are you following through on it? Was part of it to better serve your fellow man? Well, I can think of no better way to do so than to work with drug reform. It impacts every aspect of our society. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.